Clown Hater, this guy, 12-0, cruiserweight amateur boxer, man.
Hey,
let him know, man.
Lesson learned, boy got hands. I take that chance.
Good shit, bro.
Las Vegas,
Nevada, baby.
182-0. What's up, everybody? 182-0, indeed. You hear that? That was my opponent that I beat in Las Vegas, Anthony Thompson. And he even himself admitted that he lost. You want me to play it again for you? Come on. He said, lesson learned, man. And you delusional bots. Apparently you clowns haven't learned your lesson yet. My opponents even learned their lesson.
Hey, Clown Haters, this guy, 12-0, cruiserweight amateur boxer, man.
Hey,
let him know, man.
Lesson learned, boy got hands. I take that chance.
Good shit, bro.
Yeah, sportsmanship. Nah, that was a great win, man. Yeah, round two, I TKO'd him. I threw a jab, like, okay, you all saw how I rushed him, and I started hitting him in the head in the very beginning. I didn't throw that many punches in round two. I closed the distance, and then I threw a jab, and then I hit him with a left hook, and I stopped him, and then he just took his gloves off. That was a TKO to him. But what you saw in video, yeah, come on. I mean, it's obvious I got to better him. You know, I made a replay to all those delusional fucking retards that said that, you know, that I was hitting air and that I wasn't connecting on them or whatever. How the fuck can you say that when you people are mentally ill. I mean, that's how you say it. Okay, so you saw the fight. I slow-mo'd it a little bit. Yeah, you saw my fucking glove right connected right in his face, like just before he's about to cover up. And before that, most of those punches, when he covered up, I was hitting him on the head over the glove. I was going bam, 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 not the back, side of the head. I was connecting, man. And that first right hand, the first punch bloodied his nose. His nose, why do you think he had a napkin in the fucking interview, man? Yeah, he was wiping the blood off his fucking nose, man. He had both of his nostrils, blood was coming out of his nose, man. I hit him with that right, and then I hit him with that left. Man, that 1-2, then I landed a 1-2 after that. I jabbed him, and then the right hand landed, you know. Well, it wasn't, you know, the cleanest punch because he tried to dodge, but it still connected on his head. You could hear it, you could see it. And then I just went off on him with hooks, and then that left, man. At 0-14, bam, that shit was fucking clean, baby. And we're talking a 6'4", 188-pound cruiserweight with a longer reach than Deontay Wilder, or about the same reach as Deontay Wilder, with much better boxing skills than Deontay Wilder. Therefore, I don't want to hear about this Deontay Wilder bullshit anymore. I beat a much better fighter 3 days ago. Anthony Thompson versus Deontay Wilder, dude, Thompson would box circles around Wilder and he would knock Wilder the fuck out. It's obvious he's better than Wilder. Wilder doesn't know how to fucking fight. This guy can actually fight. This guy actually knows how to fight. Wilder is a joke. He throws sloppy windmills. He does not know how to fight. The haymakers that I throw, they're precise. They connect. Wilder is a fucking clown. When I knocked him out in the ring, when he threw his fucking, his weak-ass shit outside of the ring, he wasn't even looking at me. How are you going to throw your opponent and not look at him? You're supposed to aim and look at your opponent. He was looking up in the fucking air. This guy's a joke, man. Dude, I beat Wilder in 2014, man. Listen, this radio is about my last win. 182. Wilder is old news. He does not want to fight. I'm beating better fighters. I'm tired of hearing about it. The only time I want to hear about Wilder is when you talk about how I knocked him out. He never knocked me out. Hell no. He got disqualified. Hey, you're as good as your last fight, man. My last fight, better opponent than Wilder. Did I get knocked down? Dude, I barely even got touched. Well, he punched my arm. He punched my arm. Well, he landed, two jabs? Two head jabs? Okay, I landed, eight, nine head shots on him, though? Hooks? Come on, man. Look, man, the guy, you know, he was definitely he's definitely number two after me, but it's a huge drop-off, man. I beat him fairly easily. No, he had a long reach, you know what I mean? His reach was kind of like, you know, his awkward opponent, you know, but I got inside, man. Just like I got inside in the beginning and I started, you know, giving him the business with those hooks, man. I did the same shit in round two. I got inside, left hook, bam, this is it. game over. He literally strapped his gloves off after that, round two. The cameraman, he just, like, this idiot put the camera on pause, and, like, the thing is, when you're in a fight, you got to focus on the fight. You can't, you know, look, like, on the side and all that, you know. He put the camera down, and then I TKO'd Anthony Thompson, and then, you know, yeah, thank God, you know, like 90% of the fight was recorded, you know, but the very end was like I said, it was just like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, just I had to rush him again. I caught him with the left, and that was it. You all see me catch him with the left, so yeah, except this time he took his gloves off. Yeah, he gave me credit, you know what I'm saying? I give him credit. He saw when I was at the fucking Wynn Hotel by the Plaza, the fucking waterfall and all that shit. Yeah, Vegas is cool, man. I said, I take my hat off to the guy, you know what I mean? Look, man, anybody who fights me nowadays, I take my hat off to them because it's been really hard getting opponents. Why do you think I went to Vegas? Because nobody in L.A. wants to fight me. Yeah, I went to Vegas, that's why, you know. So I don't know when 183 is going to happen or whatever. And that street fight shit, I'm done with that, man. I mean, like, I had to defend myself at the Grove when I smashed that fucking gangbanger that was about the same height. Yeah, but I'm not, like, when I beat Teardrop Musclehead, I don't know, man. I went to jail for that kind of shit, man. I'm not about that life anymore, man. I'm like, I'm about putting on the gloves and putting it on, you know, putting on the gloves and putting it on, man. Putting it on, man. I'm not about that. The street fighting and all that shit, you know. Yeah, if I have to, of course I'm gonna fucking, I'm gonna show them, you know, show them that I'm a world class fighter, world class champion. But it's much better to with gloves on than without gloves. It's safer, you know what I mean?
182 and 0, yeah, technical difficulty, got cut off. Yeah, but anyways, Anthony Thompson was a great opponent. He would beat the shit out of Jules Wall. He would beat the shit out of Deontay Wilder. Let's see, he would annihilate DeJean Daniels. That's not even a debate. DeJean Daniels is a mentally ill, fake boxer. He's a clown. He would annihilate Derek DeJean. Derek DeJean is too slow, man. He would outbox him. And I beat Anthony Thompson, so I mean, like, chances are 183, it's going to be, the opponent will be good, but not as good as this guy. But who knows, man? I mean, oh, yeah, the ninja guy. Yeah, that would be a good fight, him and the ninja guy. He'd probably, yeah, he'd win, but it would be a toss-up, you know. But I beat them both, man. I beat them all, man. Yeah, so since I can beat such a good fighter, then, damn, what does that make you haters look like, man? All you clowns that make these videos about me and all this shit. Fucking rejects, man. Fucking people get exposed all the time. Like, don't you get tired of, like, talking shit? Don't you get tired of it? Like, you keep getting exposed time after time after time, and you just continue going. Alright, hold on. Oh, you know, 724. Well, I'm on air right now, pound for pound radio. And even in Vegas, motherfuckers are backing out. The first day when I got there, yeah, you see, I hit all these delusional haters by surprise. I don't even tell. Well, I did say I'm going to Vegas, but then I said, oh, I'm going in February. Then I said, oh, it's canceled. I got to fight in L.A. See, I'm just they got played, man. Because I don't, these idiots, all they try to do is sabotage shit. And then when I beat the boxer's ass, then I posted it right after I won. And I was like, ah, what now, you fucking retards? You can call all the gyms you want. I got the victory, man. Yeah, these people are mentally ill, man. So that's why I blocked the comments. This is it. I'm never, ever going to release the comments again. You know, it's just, what comments, man? I beat everybody. The punches, my hooks are connecting on his face. What commentary can there be? All you can say is, damn, congrats, bro. That's all you can say, man. Like, Charlie, you're the best. You're the fastest, hardest puncher ever. What else can be said, man? You can't critique that, man. You can't. You know what I'm saying?
flawless victories, flawless boxer, greatest champion that's ever laced them up. You can't critique that. You cannot. You just cannot. If you do, then you're delusional. And all these people try to do is they just talk shit and talk shit and talk shit and talk shit and try to round me up. And then I'm tired of it. I want to enjoy life. I score great victories. I get beautiful women. I want to enjoy that. I don't want some bums to fucking ruin my mood. And that's what they want to do. They want to ruin my mood because their life is ruined. They got no life. They ain't got no life. You know, I went to a club. I met this girl named Danielle. Yeah, but she's a little too slutty, man, for wife. I'm sorry, man. I mean, it's the truth. No, I definitely want to hit it. I told her to come that way. You know what I'm saying? I got my own pad and everything, you know. We'll see. You know what I mean? That American girl, you know what I mean? Yeah, dude, it's on now, homie. 60 minutes left. Yeah, just call in. Charlie Z, 182-0, 148 knockouts. Yeah, I got to update the record because I was in Vegas. Yeah, I couldn't do no radios there because, man, I was in Vegas, man. Fucking clubs, man, hot girls, man. I didn't have time for the radios, man. I'm doing it now. It's a victory radio, first victory radio, so. What's next? I don't know, man. I don't know. I just got this one, man. People always ask me after I fuck somebody up, what's next? I don't know. 183 is next. I don't know. Next month, I don't know. I think I seriously need at least 1 month off, if not two. You know, so such a great win. Before that, I smashed two motherfuckers 2 days in a row, bare knuckle. Then I beat that Hungarian kickboxer, heavyweight. The guy was a heavyweight. Yeah, him, man, just one punch and he quit. Man. This motherfucker lasted a little longer. But next month, Valentine's. Man, I got a lot of girls I'm talking to that I can take out for Valentine's. Man. We'll see how most of them are in fucking different states, countries, and shit. You know what I mean? That way it's easier to find the right one. You know, you just talk to a bunch of them. No, man, I'm not. I'm thinking, like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, nah, fuck that. Get back with my wife. Nah. Dude, I gave her a million chances, man. What's going to change? If, like, remember I broke up with her and then, like, we haven't seen each other for a year? No, we got back together verbally. We would talk and Skype and all that shit. It was the same shit. Like, first week, second week, she was cool. And I was like, oh, finally she changed. And then next thing, you know, she didn't change. Same fucking bullshit. Same bullshit. Dude, I gave you the number, man. All you gotta do is dial that shit, bro. 646-668-2478, man. Yeah, and everybody, like the people that saw the fight, I showed them the video, they were like, man, you're the champ, man, fucking... I got free rides and shit to my hotel. Didn't have to pay. I got discounts for shit, man. Like, I get, like, and then every time these delusional fucks online say, like, why do you have so many haters? I'm like, what? I got more fans. That's for damn sure. In real life, yeah, maybe on the internet there's more haters, but yeah, because on the internet there's a bunch of mentally sick people that have nothing to do. Yeah, speaking of basketball, man. I'm rooting for the Cavs again, man. Man, with a 182-0 boxing record, I can root for whoever the fuck I want. Can't criticize me, man. The Cavs have lost 6 out of 8 games. Not Khloe Kardashian's been going to the games. Is Tristan Thompson, one of the Cleveland role players, he's been dating her. LeBron told him, like, to not bring her and shit. Hey, man. Well, I mean... The Kardashian that I can relate to is Kim, because I did talk to her before on Twitter, and I went to the restaurant that she normally goes to, and I tried to, you know, get with her. Then I got locked up I knocked some guy out that same week, and I got locked up for it. Wait, two guys, the Black Muscle hit, and the other guy at the strip club, man. Yeah, I got arrested at the strip club, and that's why, and then the Kim went with that fucking bum Kanye, and then by the time I got out, they were already like an established couple, and I was like, fucking, no, not meant to be. But, yeah, then, you know, I'm not superstitious at all, but, you know, there's something that they got this Kardashian curse, whatever the fuck, and it looks pretty fucking real to me, man. I mean, look what happened to Lamar Odom, look what happened to fucking, like, James Harden, the Rockets. They fucking sucked when he was dating Khloe Kardashian. And as soon as they break up, the Rockets are fucking one of the best teams in the world, in the NBA. Third place in the Western Conference, and they're fucking killing it this year. You see what I'm saying? Cavaliers, NBA champions. I mean, they're going to repeat, man. But Kardashian girls need to stop going to the games, man. Unless they're going to trade that motherfucker. The champ wanted to fuck Kim, but let me tell you something, man. Even if Kim is cursed, and I would, like, date her, no curse can beat my blessing, baby. Charlie's on off the goat, man. The blessing that God gave me. Grace of all time. Man, I had a wife that looks just as good. No, better. Dario looks better than Kim, man. Nah, it's just too much baggage, man. Baggage, and you know, like I said, man, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and no, I sent her to rehab and all that. I did my best. What, you think I just quit on her? You think I just fucking gave up on her? No, two years, man. No, she stopped at one point, but when she stopped, the drama wouldn't stop. She's just that kind of person. She would just love to argue. She would just love to. You know, she would love drama, that's it. I'm not that kind of person, man. I mean, all girls have that, you know, they're on their period, they're having a bad day, they're going to take it out on you, you're the boyfriend, you're the husband, yeah, it's normal, man. I mean, but she would, with her, it's extreme, you know what I mean? Yeah, I know the whole saying, take the good with the bad, but her bad, what she had to do was a lot more bad than good. I'd fuck her fucking 24/7, but... Okay, but then after sex, well, I'm supposed to put up with who she really is. And I got tired of it, and that's it. And I was like, I said, it's done. I'm leaving. She took me for granted. She thought I was going to keep taking her shit because she's so fucking hot. And, well, I'm like, listen, you know, I can get a girl just as hot as you with a better personality. And that's it, man. In Vegas, all them bitches are fucking... Nah. I was wearing the goat shirt and fucking... 182 tried, 182 failed hat. That's actually like, I don't know. It's true. 182 tried, 182 did fail. But, you know, notice after every victory, I put like 160-0, 161-0, 170-0. You know, always the, oh, you know, yeah, but 182 tried, 182 failed. But, you know, yeah. The 200, the next hat probably 200. Man, because I don't really make hats. It's just I was in Vegas and I beat a top-level fucking boxer, you know what I mean? This guy would have murdered me out there while there, and I beat him, so. Yeah, I was in Vegas, you know, and had a shitload of money with me, you know, thinking what the fuck is a hat, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I had a great time. It was great trip, and, you know, I definitely look forward to coming back there one day, but every time I leave Vegas, I'm always thinking about coming back. Like, right when I'm going to the airport to leave, I'm always thinking of when my comeback day is to Vegas, man. I like Vegas, man. Super hot girls, and, you know. Yeah, but, you know, every time I get girls there, they're like side piece, you know, like, just a girl. I'm looking for another wife, man, because I'm trying to remarry, man. I had a wife for 2 years. I'm trying to get married again, you know what I mean? I'm 28. I'm going to be 29 this summer, you know. Established boxing champion. I've done it all in boxing. Boxing is just like, it's a wrap, you know. I'm the GOAT. I'm going down history of the GOAT. That's it. I did it all in boxing. Whenever I get 200-0, I get there. I don't even have to get there this year. I can get there next year. I will get there this year. Come on. But I'm just saying hypothetically, like, I don't have anything to prove in boxing. I just need to find the right woman. That's it. I've met a lot of girls after Dario, a lot. I dumped a few stopped talking to me. It's just, listen, man, when me and Claudia were engaged, Claudia, my ex-fiance, you know how long it took me to settle down again after that? Well, it's not going to take me this long this time, obviously, but I'm just saying, 5 years, man. me and Quiet got back together after 5 years. Well, yeah, I had a lot of girlfriends after her, but it just wasn't, they weren't the one. I thought, fuck it, you know, maybe give Quiet another chance, and I did, and it didn't work out. And then I met Daria that same year. So it took me 5 years, and after I got engaged, I got married 5 years after. No, it's fuck no. This year I'll find the right one, for sure. But I'm saying that after you get married, it's only been 2.5 months since I left Ukraine. So, I mean, it's still kind of fresh, man. Definitely this year. I will be rewarded, baby. We got 6 minutes, 20 seconds left right now. I'm going to go over time. The goat, baby. Yeah, the hooks, the volume punching, I'm telling you, man, that's the way to do it. I like to do it. Like, see, my skills in volume punching, rushing, like being a banger and a boxer are identical. Hey, with that bitch Floyd Mayweather, well, he definitely doesn't want to fight me. He knows the result of that one, man. He knows he'd get brutally knocked out unconscious and taken to the hospital. Why doesn't he fight Anthony Thompson? Thompson lives in Vegas. Yeah, seriously, if you're so fucking good, challenge yourself. Fight a guy who's 6'4", got wingspan on you, got skills on you, power on you, speed. Seriously, if he's such a badass, fight a heavyweight or a cruiserweight. You fucking clown. The fuck is this welterweight, this man, Marcus Maye, Donna Pacquiao? Who the fuck are these midgets, man? Fight a 6'4 motherfucker with a 7-foot wingspan and beat him and then say you're TBE. Yeah, right, you would never... Mayweather is delusional, just like his father. Mayweather is he's crazy. How the fuck are you gonna beat motherfuckers at 5'5" and call yourself the best, man? He's fucking mentally ill, and his fans are mentally ill. Do you know what the GOAT means? Charlie Zelenov proved he's the GOAT. Charlie Zelenov beats everybody, all sizes, all weights, all heights, all types of fighters, not just boxers, MMA fighters, Marines, Navy SEALs, Krav Maga, fucking everybody. Do you understand? I proved that I'm literally the GOAT fighter, not just boxer. Obviously, I'm the best boxer. The GOAT fighter. I beat everybody. All forms of combat. 182 wins, 0 losses, unblemished, flawless, perfect record. Perfect fighter, the greatest champion that has ever laced them up. That's it. My last opponent that I beat, he even said, lesson learned. Therefore, you delusional haters that always go on my radios and try to twist shit up and try to, like, fucking, you know, they these morons, they go on and they start editing my radio and then they put it on YouTube and, like, you know, they're nuts. They have nothing better to do, you know? But, yeah, that last one was phenomenal, man. What did I say before 182? I said I was going to make you eat that humble pie. And I say, it's not bragging when you literally back it up. You back it up all the time. When everything, I'm telling you right now, 183, I'm going to win again. And when the 183 victory radio, I'm going to be laughing at you people again. Hey, you motherfuckers need to go hate on another famous person. You're like another celebrity. Because Charlie Zelenov literally owns you people. Every time I fight, I always win. Your excuses are just, they're not validated. You can talk all you want, but they're not, your excuses just make you sound more delusional. They're not validated. And mainstream clowns like this idiot Joe Rogan. Oh, Shannon Briggs? Hey, I just beat a 6'4 cruiserweight who was undefeated. Gave him his first loss. That guy would murder Shannon Briggs. Shannon Briggs is horrible. Because him and Joe Rogan are talking some shit about me. Shannon Briggs? Dude, I'd murder that guy. I have his number. Oh, Miami? Shit, man. They got a lot of fine pussy over there. I wouldn't mind going there to fuck a bitch and knock this motherfucker Briggs the fuck out, man. Shit, I wouldn't mind taking my talents to South Beach. Charlie Z, the greatest motherfucker. Shannon Briggs, though, that guy's a bum. What am I going to get out of beating a bum like that after my last victory, man? No, I definitely want to beat him. Oh, and plus he's always, the motherfucker's been calling me out. He always says, let's go, champ. Hey, let's go. Because he's calling all these chumps champ. He's calling all these actors, you know, Anthony Joshua, Klitschko, Wilder. They're not champs. They're fake. I'm the champ, motherfucker. He's really talking to me. He's really referring. Come on, who's the champ in boxing? The 182-0 phenom, Charlie Z, right? He always says, "Let's go, champ." His famous line, right? Infamous, famous line, whatever. Let's go, motherfucker. You're no match. The speed, the power, man, I would murder that guy. Come on, man. Anthony Thompson, are you kidding me? That guy would murder Shannon Briggs. That dude actually knows how to fight. He had that jab. He was a good boxer. See, you haters, every time I beat a Marine's ass, every time I beat some like special ops soldier, you always tell me, why don't you go fight a pure boxer? Hey, I did. And that pure boxer was 6'4". He had height, reach, weight, and I gave him 10-ounce gloves, and I had 12-ounce gloves, and I still beat his ass. What fucking excuse do you have now? Literally. And he admitted that he lost. And you fucktards would always say, well, why don't you get one of your opponents to say that they were in a fight with you, not a spar? Hey, I said that was a good fight. I won 182-0. What did he do? What did he say after that? Lesson learned. This boy got hands. That's it. No, literally, that's it. You people are done. You literally cannot say anything. That's it. I didn't even have to do any of that, getting my opponent to talk after the fight. I didn't have to do it. That was after the first round. We continued boxing after that, but that's when I TKO'd him. But I didn't have to do any of that, but I still did. And now you people look ridiculous. You people look fucking ridiculous. And when I get married again with the red girl, you saw how I made, like, all you fucking degenerates said, oh, who's Daria? Daria doesn't exist. And then when I posted Daria, the photos, the wedding pics, then when I made videos with her, oh, fuck her, she's a mail order bride, she's a SWAT, she's this, she's that. You people are sick in the head. My next wife, I'm not going to make her public. What's the point? So she can get insulted by these fucking degenerates? I smashed Anthony Thompson. You fucking retards can only dream to box on my level and beat the fighters that I beat. That's it, man. Talk all the shit you want, make all your little gay videos that you want, man. You're never, ever going to fucking, like, you can talk all the shit, but you can't take away my credentials. What's been done, everything, all the fights I won, and, you know, everything that's on YouTube. I told you 182 is going to be recorded. Yeah, well, the second round, but the second round was just me, bam, and then he took off his gloves. 90% of the fight got recorded, so 183 is going to be fully recorded, and it's going to be a lot shorter than this one. Next fight is going to look like when I beat Jordan Holloway, man. Remember when I was Jordan Holloway? The MMA fighter. Yeah, fuck, man. I beat so many undefeated fighters. Jordan Holloway was 2-0. I took a lot of O's. Gino Escrow was undefeated in Golden Gloves. Gino Escrow, he was a good fighter, man. Deontay Wilder, 31-0 fighting bums on TV. Yeah, that dude's a fucking joke. But still, I took his own. Jules Wall was 8-2, so. But still, I took a lot of O's, man. Ain't nobody can take my O, though. Ain't nobody taking this O. I'm reaching that 200-0, motherfucker. And then I'll retire when I get to 200-0, but not, like, temporarily. Like, you know, maybe for, like, 4 to 6 months. 4 to 6 month retirement, and I'm definitely going to come back and get 201. Yeah, because I'm too young. I'm probably going to be, like, 29 when I reach 200-0. I don't think I'm going to retire at 28, 29, man. Like, retire temporarily. I'm talking about, like, retire. No. I plan to retire when I'm, like, well, I did say 40, but it's hard to get opponents, man. I had to go to a different state, man, to get an opponent, man, because nobody wants to fight me here. I beat everybody's ass in LA, man. Everybody knows who I am here. When I go to a gym, they automatically know who I am. They're like, oh, no, I'm good. You know what I mean? And that's why I had to go to – I'm known in Vegas, too, but, the Mayweather's a joke, man. Real fighters like Anthony Thompson, yes, they're down to fight. God always makes it happen for me, man. God is my matchmaker. He always, you know, makes the greatest fights happen. And I win them all. Yeah, this whole promoter bullshit, this manager, all this fucking nonsense, man. What the fuck is this show bullshit, man? I told you, man. Hey, what promoter got me the fight with Anthony Thompson, with Gilles Zavala? Deontay Wilder, Derek the Giant. What promoter got me that fight?
got those fights myself. And I beat them all. Heavyweights, cruiserweights, man. Fucking middleweight. It's fucking box record shit, man. Are you kidding me? If I'm beating a skilled cruiserweight who's 6'4", do you understand what I would do to anybody my weight? Triple G? I'd murder that guy. I would end his fabricated career with one fucking brutal punch to his jaw. Triple G? His name should not even be mentioned in the same sentence as my name. That guy sucks. Robotic, man. Slow as fuck. That dude's fucking shit. I've seen him box. He can't fight. Dude can't fight, man. He's not on my level. If I ever see him somewhere, I'm going to fucking beat the fuck out of him. But, yeah, to go looking for a fight with Triple G, who the fuck is he? He's not a name. And maybe in the delusional eyes of the mainstream, he's a name. But in the real world and real actual real fighters, like under-the-radar guys that actually know how to fight, they don't. They know that all this mainstream shit is a fake show. It's bullshit. It's all fucking fake. You know what I mean? Yeah, so 5 wins in January, man. Definitely take February off. Focus on getting the right girl, taking her off for Valentine's. Well, that Danielle chick from Vegas, she says she'll go on Valentine's with me. She comes to LA. She's hot. Of course she's hot. Come on. You all saw my ex-wife and my ex-fiance. You all seen them. Exactly. The women that I settled down with, I put them on YouTube. And they got insulted. So the third time will be a charm. Fiance, wife, second wife, or the next fiance, you know. The third time I settled down 3 times already. But I settled down twice with the same girl, with Claudia. Okay, well, you know what I mean. The third girl that I settled down with, it'll be a charm. And I don't want to put her on social media because there's a lot of crazy people on social media and they just like to hate because they ain't got shit going for themselves and they like to hate on people that do got something going for themselves. And I got everything going for me, man. The best boxer in the world. I get the hottest women. I'm a stud, man. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest ever.